This is the only nation that came out of the Second World War with happy memories. How fucked up is that? We've got songs, we've got movies, we never stop talking about it. My grandmother lived in the East End of London during the Blitz on London. She still has happy memories. But oh, it was lovely during the war. You could leave your door open all hours of the day. Yes, Gran, there was no longer a house attached to that door. Next door, they had a direct hit on their shelter. They never complained once. They were dead, weren't they, Gran? I mean, maybe we've always celebrated terrible stuff. Maybe during the plague in the Middle Ages, people had songs and dances about that. They were dancing around, you know, saying things like, Egbert has only got one boil, or lepers going off the leper colony going, pack up your fingers in your old kit bag and smile. Not too much, your face will fall off. But it's not just that we have plague. I must admit, there's one war we're not flippant about, and that's First World War, isn't it? Last year I went to First World War battlefields and it's amazing. You talks about the amount of men who died going from here to a really short distance. You know, and it filled me with that sense of going, this must never happen again. This sort of destruction of a generation must never happen again. And then I watch Big Brother and think, oh, maybe just one more time. We're flippant. We are too flippant about war. I think it's because we haven't been invaded for so long. Haven't been invaded for 950 years. When we were invaded, quite lovely people, weren't they? You can tell by the name, can't you? The Normans. You can tell they were lovely. Hello, I'm Norman. This is Norman as well. That's Norman. That's Big Norm. That's the Normster. Imagine we've been invaded by the Garys. How frightening would that be? You know, ah, the Garys! Send in the Nigels! Oh, hello. Oh, no, they're shit! Before the Normans, we had the Vikings. Beautiful, Scandinavian, weren't they? Norwegian, Swedes, Danes. Yeah, we got what's on here? Yeah, the land of ABBA. They were probably looting our churches, going, money, money, money. You know, the winner takes it all. Anglo-Saxons going, the loser standing small. These are beautiful, beautiful people. Scandinavians, they say they raped and pillaged. I think a lot of those Anglo-Saxon women went willingly. There's a lot of Anglo-Saxon women carried off by Vikings. Their husband's going, darling, I'll save you. They're going, no, save yourself. Hurry up, gorgeous, he's catching up. No. Do you know what, actually, talking about war, have you noticed we always go to war now with countries where we've got nothing against the people, but it's only the leadership or a faction within the country that we've got a problem with? That's what our politicians always say, it's got nothing against the people. I think that's what makes us so fed up with war. I think it's time for maybe us to go to war with a country where we really hate the people. So sorry that you're here, Frederick. But I'm thinking France here. Are you the French? You're Frederick, the Frenchman? Oh, there. You'd love it too, because you want to fight us too, don't you? No. Oh, scared? What? What's wrong? You do. There's a huge enmity between our two nations. I think it'd be beautiful. Honestly, I mean, over here it'd be very popular. If Gordon Brown stood up and said, we're going to war with France, we'd be off to the ports, wouldn't we? He'd be going, I've got a dodgy dossier. No, we believe you, wouldn't we? Ministers going, our quarrel is not with the French government, only with their people. The UN going, this is a completely illegal attack, but sod it, it is the French. Go on, have a go. See what you can do. I'm joking, Fred. I'm sorry, you're always going, I think this is very unfair. No, I'm joking. We actually could start the war now by taking him prisoner, tying him up, putting him on TV. No, I'd be on. You just have to go, hey, they're making me eat the food, and it would start. It was quite funny, wasn't it, Frederick? Now it's come quite threatening here. I don't really hate French people. You're the reason we got the Olympics. Paris and London were the last two. And Paris helped London in a way, because the IOC looked at the bids, they looked at Paris when it's perfect, best city for the bid, fantastic place to spend some time, great place, third time they bid. How pissed off would they be if we gave it to London? Let's do it, French bastards.